All right, the State of the Union, a.k.a. the State of the Onion, a.k.a. Joe Biden's proof of life. He did it. He completed the speech. He may have been half an hour late, but he did it. He made it through. He got there. He began, and he finished. He made the case that he can stay alive for 4 more years. Instead of chanting 4 more years, the Democrats should have chanted, "Stay alive! You can do it!" Kamala Harris was in the background the whole time, like, praying on his downfall. Praying for him to do well during this speech so she can pray on his downfall during the whole second term. Kamala was watching the whole time, like, he's doing well. He's actually doing well. He's gonna make it. I might actually get to be president. When he didn't show up for the first 30 minutes, she probably thought she was gonna have to be president sooner rather than later. Like, oh shit, what happened? Would he fall down the stairs on the way into the Senate chamber? I don't even know if they have stairs. It's probably on the first floor. Oh, you trip in the lobby and face plant. R.I.P. Can you imagine the president trips in the lobby and dies on the way to the State of the Union? Like, he nearly made it. He was fucking like 15 feet away. No, this Biden was not tripping. This Biden was amped up. This is Bidenator. The Bidenator. He was fucking plugged in. Amped up. Plugged in. Juiced up. Hyped up. Souped up. Revved up. What was he so hyped up on? Was Joe Biden on steroids? I'm not afraid to make the accusation, you fucking roid head. That's why he was screaming so much. It was roid. He was on roid rage. He was having the roid rage. The incredible Joe. The Joe Bidenator. When's Arnold Schwarzenegger gonna run for president? I'm fucking waiting desperately. Like, that used to be a joke. After Donald Trump and Sleepy Joe, Arnold Schwarzenegger seems like a safe, reasonable presidential candidate. TBH. America needs President Schwarzenegger. You think Putin would have invaded the Ukraine with Arnold Schwarzenegger, with the Terminator in the Oval Office? Fuck out of here. You think Hamas would have invaded Israel with the Terminator in the Oval Office? Get the fuck out of here. Nothing is gonna fucking happen if we put Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Oval Office. Get these senior citizens. I mean, I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's getting up there too, but get these fucking lame ass senior citizens out of the Oval Office. Let's put a cooler senior citizen in there. And let's put a fucking Mr. Universe in there. We need some muscle in the White House. I mean, fuck, let's just elect like a bodybuilder. Let's elect Callum von Moger. I think maybe she's Australian, but shit, who you got in America? Kai Green. That's who we need in the White House. Bro, Kai Green for president. Jay Cutler for president. Why do I feel like Jay Cutler is a realistic option? I feel like that can happen. He looks like Kiefer Sutherland or something. He could play Jack Bauer. He could be our designated survivor. He looks like Jack DeBauer. He could play the president on TV. Really jacked president. That's what America needs, you guys. And Joe Biden proved it. We need to go farther in that direction. More steroidal. Not you, not me, not us, not all of us. But the president maybe should be on steroids. Should maybe all the presidents should just take steroids. Do you see their before and after pictures from before and after being president? That shit is like exhausting. That shit kills you. You like, seems like you could use some steroids to get through that. I don't know, like the doctor steroids or whatever. Maybe not like Rich Piana steroids. Biden was getting heckled the whole time. You guys hear the Marine's dad heckling. The deceased Marine's dad heckling. He got like kicked out, charged with a misdemeanor for reminding the president that his withdrawal from Afghanistan was a nightmare, a disaster. Actually, I think that dad was Rich Piana. Then he got heckled by, I don't know, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene heckling him about Lincoln Riley? Sorry, Lakin Riley. Fuck, I made Joe Biden's mistake. Lakin. Man, that's a unique name. I've never heard the name Lakin before. That's a, definitely a white person name. Lincoln, more common, less unique. We had a president with that name. Who knows who else has that name? I have a coworker named Lincoln. Everybody knows someone named Lincoln. Lincoln Logs. So Biden was heckled into mispronouncing Lakin Riley's name. Heckler's gonna heckle when you're doing stand-up comedy, though. What else do you expect at a, you know, comedy club at midnight? Oh, this was at the Senate chamber? Oh. You could have fooled me. Man, the hecklers were out. And Biden didn't really own them. Biden kind of got owned. He didn't really have a clap back. Or a comeback when the Marine's dad yelled at him. He was kind of just like, wait, what? What? And then he fucked up Lakin's name. Damn. Biden would be a horrible stand-up comic. He even got attacked from the left after talking about Lakin Riley because he said she got killed by quote illegal, and the left said, what? What did you call my dear illegal immigrant murderer friend, you racist? Apparently the official term is undocumented, I don't know, persons or something. But there are legal immigrants and there are illegal immigrants, right? I mean, come on. Let's not get into this immigrant, migrant, semantic conundrum again, please. The person was here illegally and they illegally murdered someone. That makes them pretty illegal. That makes that person like an illegal person. It's another word for a felon, an illegal person. I think he was looking for the word felon to say, oh, the problem with the president's action is that he called the illegal immigrant illegal. Not that he hadn't addressed the issue of Lakin Riley's death or that he mispronounced her name when he was forced to. By the fucking hecklers. Marjorie. Can we talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, for a second? How about Marjorie Taylor Red? Let's talk about that outfit. Fucking Clifford the Big Red Dog. Little Red MAGA hat. Little Red Klan hood. The woman looked like she was at a NASCAR rally. Or a fucking truck stop outside Trump Tower. Last year she wore a giant white fur coat looking like a made out of, looks like it was made out of a polar bear. Doesn't she know you're supposed to like wear a suit to these things? Last year she wore a $495 alpaca wool coat. Alpaca wool? It's almost as rare as the name Lakin. And it's, this says her office says she wore the coat to, quote, highlight the Chinese spy balloon. So she was cosplaying as the Chinese spy balloon last year. She clearly likes dressing with a theme. Somebody just should invite this woman to a theme party. Somebody take this woman to Comic-Con. She's desperate. She'd love it. She'd win the fucking costume contest. Don't you think an alpaca coat was maybe a little warm for that room full of people? Full of fucking stinky old people. Hot, stinky old people. Maybe a fur coat wasn't the best choice. Anyone watch the Republican rebuttal from the rising star, that Republican Miley Cyrus? They got the Republican Hannah Montana. She said, "I'm Katie Britt and you're watching the Disney Channel." I was waiting for Billy Ray Cyrus to walk into the shot. Or whatever the fuck Hannah Montana's brother's name was. Like Earl or whatever. Walk into the shot. Or be like, "Yo, Earl, get the fuck out of here. I'm doing my rebuttal to the State of the Onion. I'm doing my rebuttal to the State of the Onion." It was a little like watching a sitcom or maybe a soap opera. She was, or like a bipolar person, she would get really, really scared about something and then really, really happy about something else. Really strange, honestly bizarre behavior. Unlike any human I've ever seen in the wild. This is not a human. I think this shit was AI. This is a deep fake. She needs a better acting coach. It's like she studied acting at the acting school of personality disorders. She should have started talking about shrinkflation sitting at the kitchen table. Take out her fucking Snickers. Use some props. She should have used more props since she was already in the kitchen, I think. Maybe she could have gotten like a spatula out and used it as like a pointer. I mean, you're in the kitchen. Use your environment, right? Don't they teach you that at the acting school? I think she could have moved around the space more and really used her environment more. And maybe toned down the emotional acrobatics. She wasn't boring, though. You got to give it to her. She was born to watch. If Joe Biden was going to yell, she's got to at least freak out smiling weirdly or something, right? She's got to bring some kind of emotion. She was trying to match his emotion, I think. She didn't have steroids, though. Maybe she did, too. Also, her son's name is Ridgeway. Who the fuck names their son Ridgeway? I grew up on a street named Ridgeway. Ridgeway is the name of a street. That's not a kid's name. Who the fuck? Ridgeway. That's like a hill. Maybe in the name of a dog. Maybe the last name of a porn star. You guys remember that thing? Your porn star name is your first pet's name plus the first street you lived on. So my porn star name is Lucky, because that was my dog. Ridgeway. Lucky Ridgeway. Which is the greatest porn star name of all time. And Katie Britt's son's name. Ridgeway Britt? Nah, hell no. That doesn't work at all. Ridgeway Britt. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Nope. I don't know if this woman's AI or a fucking alien. More likely an alien. But clearly not the illegal kind. Did you guys hear about the new Boeing incident? There's a new Boeing airplane mishap. Fun story. The landing gear wheel fell off after takeoff from San Francisco to Japan. Had to emergency land in LA. The United Air Boeing 777, lucky sevens, not so lucky airplane, loses a wheel at takeoff, smashes car. So not only did the airplane lose a wheel, it also smashed a car when it fell down. So it's funny twice. This joke has two punchlines. It's a different model than the plane that lost the door mid-flight. That wasn't even being used as an emergency door. They weren't even trying to use it as an emergency door, and that shit blew out. That was the Boeing MAX 9. This was Boeing 777. So check that one off too. Don't fly that one either. Unless you're trying to do a wheelie on your emergency landing in LA. Does sound kind of rad. Thank you for listening. Peace.